Morning was Echad Shabbat of Kuf Yud Dalet, and even though we did finish off on Kuf Yud Dalet yesterday, I want to just quickly go back to Kuf Yud Dalet, back to the bottom. So what's that? Amar Yachad Bar Av Amar B'Yochanan. Minayin Nishunu B'Galim Min HaTorah. Where do we know that it's a mitzvah, right? To actually to change your clothes, right, and therefore have nicer clothes under certain circumstances. For example, Shabbos. The Gemara says Minayin Nishunu B'Galim Min HaTorah. Shneimar V'Ashad B'Gatav L'Afik Lechrim. We learn from the mitzvah of. Of Trumat HaDeshen in the morning. We want lesser clothes at Tav Deshen. Wash and Avodah Chashuvah. It's not important Avodah. Because you don't have to wash, you don't ruin the clothes. HaChashuvim Sheoved Bahen Avodat Achila V'Shtiyak Gon Kitru V'Nisuch. The proper good work at the Kohen, not the proper, but the good work that the Kohanim were doing with regards to Korbanot and Yisuchayayin, etc., there you want to have clean clothes. The Trumat HaDeshen, you're getting throwing out the ashes, there we had lesser clothes. V'tal Devar Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara quotes, the reason why I repeated it is because you see this is a continuation. V'tal Devar Rabbi Shmuel, Rishmael Beit Midrash, they learned like this, Dechatov, Derech Eretz. The Torah learned, you taught you Derech Eretz. V'gadim shebishel bahen kedayu l'rabo. Clothes that you cooked your master, your boss, in other words, you cooked him the pot, the food in. Alim zogba in kosla rabo. Don't come out now into the meal and pour him wine with it. In other words, the cook must be in the kitchen, and the butler comes out. If you want to be both, change your clothes. Right? You don't want to come out looking dirty. And Rashi says, "Avia dumia dehotzat adeshen." So the kedaira, cooking of the foot of the food, is like the trumat adeshen. Okay, Amar b'chir bar Av, Amar b'Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, "Like this, genai hu letamid chacham, sheyetzev min alim ametulaim lashuk." He says, "It's disgusting for a talmid chacham who walks into the marketplace with like ragged shoes." So v'har Rabbi Acher bar Chanina nafik, but didn't Rabbi Acher bar Chanina go out with like some sort of fixed up shoe? So you say correct. So the Gemara is like this: Amar Rav Acher b'Rei Rav Nachman, betklai al gabei klai. You're right. If you got like one patch, it's not the end of the world. But you shouldn't go out with patched on patched, like shoes you picked up. That's the gnat. Talmid Chacham has to also walk around looking like an important person, not just be an important person, not be a Talmid Chacham, look like one. Now here's a coming up halacha, which honestly this is one of my father's favorite quotes. Actually, I'll speak about it later. Amar Rabbi Yechiel bar Abba Amar Yochanan, kol Talmid Chacham. Shenimtza, Savia, any Talmid Chacham, Shenimtza Revav, okay, that has like some sort of stain, right, on his big door, Chayav Mita. Powerful words, this. Right, so if he's got stains on his clothes, he's Chayav Mita. Shneemar, look at the Pasuk we quote over here. There's a Pasuk here, let's read it in the Pasuk. V'chotei Chomes Nafsho, Kol. Misanai ahavu mavit. The Gemara makes a bit of a play on words here of misanai, of all those that of my haters. But he says like this: Al tikri misanai ele masni ai. Right. So he says over here that they basically they cause the hate. Why? Because people see you like that and they hate the Torah. Look at Rashi. Shemim ba'asinatzman v'bnei abriyut. They make themselves disgusting in the eyes of the people. V'abriyut told me, what do people say? Oy lahem, lomdei ha-Torah, shehem ma'usim u'gunanim. These are these disgusting people. These are the people who learn Torah. That's what Torah does to you. Right? Nimtza ze masni et ha-Torah. You cause people to hate the Torah. So a Talmid Chacham has to be upstanding, he has to represent what the Torah is all about. Ravina Amar, Ravad Itmar Velo Pligi. So Ravina says that Ravad, he says, not Ravav, Ravad. Ravad are layers, like Ravadim. Right? He says, it's not really a machloket. Why? Because Haba Glima Haba Levusha. Now, the way that if you look at Rashi over here, Rashi translates Ravad as Shikhvat Zera, as like sperm on his clothes. Right? He says over here that a Talmid Chacham, right, shouldn't walk around with sperm. Like people can see, he's been with his wife, etc. That's disgusting. And in a case like that, he'd be chayav mita. Right? Not just stomach mark, a stain on his clothes. Right? But now the Gemara says, velo pligi. Why? Because haba glima haba levusha. It would depend on his coat or on his inner clothing. Right? So look at Rashi over here. Beglimashu elyon afilu revav. On your outer jacket, if you're wearing a coat or a suit, even then a revav, even a spot on that is terrible. And belavush shu tachton revad in revav lo. But on your let's say your clothes underneath, right, like the second layer of clothes, there, if it's just a stain, not the end of the world. But if you've got sperm on your pants or something like that, that's disgusting. Then you chayev. Then you definitely chayev. Rav Amar Bichir Bar Av Amar Yochanan. Now, while we mentioned Rav Bichir Bar Av Amar Yochanan, we mentioned Begwin. My dichtiv, what's the pasuk say when it says, Vayomer Hashem ba'asher, ka'asher halach avdi Yeshayahu arom ve'yechaf. He says that my servant, right, Yeshayahu, went naked ve'yachef, sorry, and barefoot. Shalosh shanim, otum ofet amitraim v'al kush. So what does that mean over here? That he went naked and barefoot. He says, Arumba begadim beluim. He never ever walked around in worn out clothes. V'yachef v'binalim v'metulaim. He never wore patched up shoes. So God forbid he doesn't walk around naked, right? But he means naked from patched up clothes and dirty clothes and suits, etc. Now we've got a Mishnah that says, Revav ala mardeach otzetz. We've got a Mishnah over here that says that if you've got a revav, right? So some sort of a patch, right? On the mardeah of the donkey. That's like the saddle, I think, of the donkey, right? How do that translate here, mardeah? Is that like a...
the saddle cloth.
Right, the saddle cloth. Right, I knew it was something like that. It's underneath the saddle, right? The saddle underneath the saddle. So he wants to have here, Rabbi, he says like this, a revav ala mardeah chotzetz. What does it mean, chotzetz? We know that when it comes to tefillah, right, when you go into the mikveh, and I think Rashi actually said it, let's read it in the Rashi. My chotzetz, called davar chotzetz in tefillah, right? When you go to the mikveh, anything that's on you, the kapir alei, b'chol chotzetz, makpir alav chotzetz, anything that bothers you. So if you're a person who doesn't walk around normally with dirt on your hands, you're a clean person, you got a bit of sand or something stuck onto you, you go to the mikveh, that's a chatzitza. I suppose if you've got ink on your hands, and you, let's say that you're a scribe, and you're always walking around with a bit of ink on your hands, you don't care about that, because that's tools of the trade, so it wouldn't chotzetz, right? That's the idea over here. Anything that bothers you is chotzetz. So he says over here, if there's a revav ala mardeya on the saddle, if you want to let go and toivel, let's say it becomes tame, and you want to toivel that cloth under the saddle, so that a revav would stop the toiling. Rashbag omer ad ke isar itaki. Rashbag says, no, as long as it's not the size of an isar itaki, it's a coin. Vala begadim. And he says like this, so this Mishnah says, Vala begadim on clothes, mitzad echad en chotzet, mishnei tzadin chotzet. If it's only on one side of the clothes, so then it wouldn't chotzet. If it's on both sides, so it would already chotzet. Look at Rashi, shaya bo harbei, achini vlava shebegit, when he read it sachini, because they obviously got a lot of it on it. It was absorbed through the begit, and you see it on the other side as well. So that, a bit of a difference to our Mishnah. That's what we just learned of, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even on one side is already a chatzitza. Why? And then now, so the question now is, we've got a mardeya, one side. We've got a shirt, machloket tanaim, one side or two sides. So Abayim, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Chaninim, Rabbi Chaninim, Rabbi Resh Lakish asks a question. Mardaat mitzad echad u'shnei tzadim. So we see that the machloket with regards to clothes on both sides or one side, the mardaat, this cloth of the donkey, is that also only on one side, or does it have to be on two sides to be a chatzitza? Look what he answers. Amar le izulo shamati. I don't know the answer to that. However, chayotze ba shamati. But I've heard something similar. Did not. We got a Mishnah. The word quotes a Mishnah over here from Masechet Mikvaot. It says like this. Rabbi Yossi Omer shel banain mitzad echad veshel bur mishnei tzadin. So when it comes to Baruch Rabbanin, Ruhu Rabbanin, Yerkud Rashi. Banain, he says, Padig ad Rabbi Yehuda, v'amar l'Rabbi Shmuel, beget shel banaim, dahanu talmidei chachamim. Beget banaim or talmidei chachamim. Why are they called banain? Right? Look at Rashi Makril, v'shon, the growing is in a second. They're called banain. We'll see in a minute why. But bottom line, he's talking about banain here. So he says like this. So Rashi points out, this is the machlok of Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because Rabbi Yehuda said, shom Yishmael, af mitzad echad chotzetz. Right, and comes along over here, and Rabbi Yehuda says, "Shel banain mitzad echad." If it's only when is one side of the clothing chotzet? If it's for banain, we'll see banain in a second. But stama bor, he has to have two sides. Velo temar dad chashuvah mibigdosh lamaretz, and therefore a donkey saddle can't be more important than the clothing of an amaretz. And the clothing of an amaretz needs two sides to be dirty. So therefore, it makes sense, says Rabbi Yehuda, that this mardat of the donkey should also have to be dirty on both sides to chotzetz, and therefore on one side wouldn't be a chatzitza. So the Gemara says as follows. My banain. What does it mean, banain? Who are banain? It's Rabbi Yochanan, Elu Talmidei Chachamim. Why are they called builders? She'oskin bebinyano shel olam kol yemeihen. Because they are working in building the world their whole life. Right? Through the Torah. Rabbi Yochanan, Ezu Talmid Chacham, she'machzrin lo aveda betviyot ha'ayin. There's a halacha here. Look at Rashi over here. Quotes from Bava Metzia. And when it comes to something that gets lost, if a person has lost something and you found it, and a person comes to claim it, so we know in Bava Metzia that you have to have simanim. Right? The person has to be able to give you signs to tell you what it is about. It's got a marking over there, it's torn over there, etc. Or it's got a label on it. It says Hugo Boss, whatever the case is. Right? But there are a Talmid Chacham, right? Look over here, look at Rashi. Kevan Sha'amar Ani Makira, Afabi Sha'en Noten Ba Siman, Amar Ba'elu Metzias. There, it's good enough just to give it back without even having a sign, right? The guy understands. He's got a good eye for things. Right, so he says over here, who's the Talmid Chochem that you can give a guy that you can rely on only on without a siman? Zeh makpila chalukol hofcho. This is somebody, right, who is particular to turn his clothing inside out. If it's dirty, he'll turn it inside out. Look at Rashi. Lofsho keshu afuch makpila lav hofcho she makpila lav shelo yiru atfirot amnugot ve'imecha. Okay, now I think Rashi said something different yet. I saw what I said, somebody else. But Rashi says that if he's wearing his jacket inside out and you can see on the outside the seams or outside, he doesn't say, ach, what do I care? He goes to the trouble to change his clothing around so he's got the good side on the outside and not seeing the seams. In other words, a person who takes himself, the way his appearance seriously at the Talmid Chacham, that is somebody who can rely on for other things as well. Now again, we want parnasim, right? Parnasim are leaders, right? People are going to be responsible for the well-being of the tzibur and manage the tzibur. Who is a Talmid Chacham that's suitable for that, to have that job? We're going to say, Zeh she'shu'ilato davar halacha b'chol makom. Right? V'omer v'afilu b'masechet kala. What does it mean? You can ask him questions anyway. Even though, let's say now, daf yomi, we don't even say Shabbos. Let's say the Rav's giving a shiur now during this time of the year on Shabbos. And you come and ask him a question on Nezikin, right? Now, you know, there's some opinions we've seen in Gemara's actually where he says it's not mechubad to ask a rabbi a question when he's not in the sugya. So Rabbi Yochanan says, no, a person you can ask him anything, anytime, he's the guy you want to be a partner in the tzibur. Rashi said over here, b'chol ha'shas, afilu masechet kala, d'lo regile ba'ansha, it's not a masechet that's commonly learned by people, right? V'zeh natan libo v'gas, he actually went and learned it. Masech Kala, bright to hear us, it's a bright, don't read him. Masech, not part of the Shas. He knows everything. A guy like that is a person you want on as the parnes of the tzibur. Listen to this. Who is the Talmid Chacham that the tzibur already responsible to look after him, which go out and do his work? Let's say if he owns a field, for example, send out guys to farm for him, but he gets to learn Torah. Don't let him go and farm. Right, look at Rashi over here. La'asot melachto, k'damim perek zayin deyuma. Katuv echad omer, v'asita lecha aron etz, v'katuv echad omer, v'asu aron atzei shittim. So we got two psukim over here with regards to the aron. One says, asita, Moshe, you must do it. Other one says, another pasuk says, I lost my place. Another says, v'asu aron. So is it Moshe must do or must they do it? Anyhow, I'm not. Amishel took care of it. That's how the lumen over there is. Look at Rashi over here. Look at Gemara over here. I've lost my place. Sorry. A guy who's busy abandoning his stuff and he's only busy with Shamayim. Now, we saw yesterday already that what Shamayim? Shamayim, we saw, remember Chavtzei Shamayim? We had Chavtzei Shamayim. We learned it yesterday. In Kuf Yud Gimel Amun Aleph at the bottom. Right? Mimtzo Chavtzecha, Chavtzecha Shurin Chavtzei Shamayim Utarim. What was Rashi said over there? Kagon Poskim Tztaka Umeshat Chnei Tinokot and marrying off the kids. Right? So now we're talking, I think, more, a little bit more. When we talk about a Talmid Chacham as a paris on the tzibur, not just worrying about organizing shidduchim, right? But someone's involved in communal matters, in spiritual affairs, etc. But the Gemara says, however, v'hani mili lemitrach berifta. You are meant to go and work for this guy, make him into a king, a rich guy. Just enough his basic needs. Look at Rashi, davar shnei achol yitrach bo, v'chayav kluyin bo. Right? In other words, things that he's busy with, he hasn't got time for, and his life, in other words, basic needs, basic sustenance. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, ezu tamid chacham. Who's a tamid chacham, says Rabbi Yochanan, bichlal. We're already deciding now a Tamid Chacham of a particular type of job. But who is a Tamid Chacham? It's Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says again, Kol Shalim to Halacha b'chol makom v'omra, and he answers. Now that was early on already. We saw Rabbi Yochanan said, who's a Tamid Chacham that you make a parents in the Tzibur? Someone who answers anyway. The Gemara says, L'may nafkamina, l'menuya parnas la Tzibur. Right? The nafkamina over here is with regards to parnas la Tzibur. Iba chadim asechta ba'atrei. If he knows one Masechta very well, you make him a Parnas in his particular town. If he knows everything, you make him Rosh Yeshiva. So we see over here, Talmid Chacham can be somebody who just knows one Masechta very, very well. He's already good enough to be the Parnas in the town, right? So I don't want to say the standards aren't very high, but we see, when we say a Talmid Chacham, we're not talking about someone who knows all the Shas. There's different levels. You can be a Talmid Chacham and you know one Masechta well. Look, let's be honest, not easy to know one Masechta well. But, they used to do the pin test, you know, in the old days. I don't know, maybe they still do some yeshivas, where you'd put a pin on a page and you have to know every word under that pin right through the Masechet. That's, I think, a Talmid Chacham. Right? When every page is in front of you, you know it off by heart, and you've got a photographic memory, you can see, I would Aleph or Bet, you know exactly, Aleph goes to Gimel, you can exactly page. I suppose that's when you know one Masechta very, very well. All right. Rabbi Shimon is Lakish Amar Elu Kalim. Now we go back. Rashi points out of here. What's it mean? Elu Kalim Oliyarin. Rashi says here, Elu Kalim Haditnan Banain. Right, we learned earlier on Banain Mitzal Echad Hanu Kalim Shel Ori. He says that when we said over there Banain, and we said that the Banain, if they got dirty clothes even on one side, so Reish Lakish says like this, what are these Banain? He's a different explanation. We said they were Talmidei Chachamim. He says, Elu Kalim Ha'Olyarin Abain Mevinat Hayam. Rashi says here that these are Kalim Shel Olyarin. Who are Olyarin, says Rashi? Balanim, the people who ran the bathhouses. Sheesh Lehem Aluntiot Chashuvot L'Tepahem B'nei Adam Chashuvim. They had their VIP clients. And for their VIP clients, they had extra special clothing, not just dumb clothing. And these were the clothes that they were particular about, not even getting one dot on them. Look at Rashi. U'makpidim al tinuf ma'at u'banaim lashon bay'banay. And Rashi, and here he says, Rashi explains, what is banaim? Banaim, remember we had bay'banay, we had it the other day, we had bay'banay, we had the bathhouse managers. Remember, I think I actually explained it wrong at the beginning. I said mikveh, and then we thought sort of like a sweat place, remember, to sweat in, etc. We had bay'banay. So he says, that's a different opinion on banaim, right? So the Gemara says, lemeimer dechivrenin, or you tell me now that they're white? Because now suddenly we're understanding that if they were for the bathhouse, everyone knows you go to a good spa and you get a white gown, right? They don't give you brown gown. They give you a nice white shiny gown. You go to the Carmel Forest. Where's David? He's already gone. No, he's here. Right? If you go to the Carmel Forest, they give you a nice white gown over there, right? So he says...
And it fits on your suitcase.
And it fits in, right? God forbid. Right? The Mary, the Chimra, and Inu. And they're white. Look at Rashi over there. The very first wide lines of the Rashi at the bottom. So they must be white. Why? Because if they were colored, then you would have noticed that there was a dirty cloth on them, a dirty stain on them. If they must be colored. So now, now he has an important. I'm actually mamish. This is from a Mishnah. This is Shinun Bet, I think. The Aloha over here. Must be. Is there a Mishurasha? Is there a Mishpat on this? Just somebody from me, yeah. Yeah, look at the Ein Mishpat near Mitzvah over there of the Halacha. Look at Zayin, Al Tik Beruni Lo Beken Levanim. Right, look at that. There two Shulchan Aruch Yerodeya Siman Shin Nun Bet If Aleph Bet. That's the Halachas of Avelut. Which I'm busy learning at the moment. Hilchot Avelut. This is the Makor. right? You know that anybody who's been to a funeral sees people get buried in tachrichim, which are white. No one gets buried in brown or grey or coloured or sakatiri tachrichim. Buried in white tachrichim. Look what he says here. He says, Va'am alehu rabbi ale levanav banai. Al tikbaruni lo bekelim levanim velo bekelim shchorim. Don't marry, bury me either in white ones or black ones. Look here, why not? Levanim shemelo eske v'yekechatan ben avelim. He says, because you bury me in white ones, I'm going to get to Ulam Abba. And now what's going to happen? The Rasha'im are going to be around me there, or eske, even for tchiyat ha-meitim. No, Rashi says, v'yeshev ben elu otam shenidonin begehenom shdomin neshulei kedaira. I'll be up there in Gehenna with all these guys, and they're going to be wearing black, and I'm going to be wearing white. He says, and also don't bury me in black ones. Why? Shchorim shema eske v'yeh ka'avil ben achatanim. Maybe I'll be zochet to get lamaba. And then I'll be dressed in black, and they'll be dressed in white. I look like an avil. He says, ela bekelim ha'olyarin haba'in mibirat hanam. Rather, bury me in the clothes like the bathhouse attendants bury the important people. Right, meaning that they aren't white and they aren't black. Al-Masum Kenu, they're colorful. Right, so how can you tell me, but just by the halacha is in white? Okay, we get it. This is a Gemara is quoted there, but it's a more, the halacha is white. But he says, don't make me black or white, because I don't want to take a chance. Because how can the Olyarim, we just said a second ago, that if there's a little a stain on them, it means that they must be white, because you would not to the stain. And we see from his example here to his children, bury me in their clothing, which clearly wasn't white. Was it Lo Kashia? Habeklime, habelevushe. He says, no, the same like we saw earlier on, it would make a difference if we're talking about the glimi, the outer coat was simksumki, but the levushim, the under ones were white, and therefore it's not a problem at all. Okay, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, now we go back to our Mishnah, where we spoke about folding clothes a couple of times. He said four or five times you can close them. We can fold them, and we had, I think, Rabbi Yehuda said, you can't fold them. Look at the Mishnah quickly. Where was the Mishnah? Mishnah Kuf Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph. Mekabrin ha-keilim afilu arba v'chamisha ha-pamim, mwetzin et ha-mitot b'mila shabbat, aval lo mishabbat ha-mishabat 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 ha. Actually, you can read it and soon. Olat Shabbat b'Shabbato, alolat ha-tamid v'niska. Right? So what does it mean, olat Shabbat b'Shabbato? Look at Rashi, the second wide lines. Mashma le-midrash b'lovav, u-mashma olat Shabbat, kreva b'Shabbat acheret. So he says the b'Shabbato doesn't mean to us much. It's telling us that you can bring an olat Shabbat is on another Shabbos. Limed al-chavei Shabbos. What are you speaking about? Talking about the chelavim, which are burnt after Shabbat. I think we mentioned this yesterday as well, right? We had mentioned that the idea that Shabbos is against Evarim, and we burn the Evarim, Mariv is for the Evarim, we burn the Evarim at night, and the chelav, which left over, we burn at night. So therefore, the korbanot from Shabbos, you can also burn on Motzei Shabbos, the balance of those korbanot. So now, says Lotzal Shabbato, Libel al Shabbat Shukurim, B'Yom HaKippurim. But now, what about if Yom Kippur is Motzei Shabbos? Now I've burnt I've got these chaylev left over, and I want to burn it Motzei Shabbos. But Motzei Shabbos is Yom Kippur. Can I burn it into Yom Kippur, or is it already like a different chag? I mentioned yesterday, I think someone didn't agree with me so much about Yom Kippur being less chamur than Shabbos. Right? I think Rashi will see it in a second. Rashi actually mentions it here in Mefurash. Right? So he says, Yalimed al chalvei Shabbat shekrivim b'Yom HaKippurim. Now the Tanakhama says, Yacholav shel Yom HaKippurim Shabbat. What other way around? What if Yom Kippur was on Friday and went into Shabbos? Right now, could I burn the chalavim of the korban of Yom Kippur into Shabbos? Talmud Lomar b'Shabbato. Right? Oh, we spoke about this in the Mishnah yesterday. Right? We discussed it in the Mishnah yesterday. Talmud Lomar b'Shabbato. Right? So look at Rashi. Yachol af shel Yom Kippurim b'Shabbat. Talmud Lomar b'Shabbato. V'yesh omrim mi'uto hi b'Shabbato v'lo b'Shabbat acheret. So we've got a ribui on the one side that you can burn onto Motzei Shabbos. We've got a miut on the other side that you can't burn on Motzei Shabbos. It's into a yontif, if it's into Yom Kippur. That is, other way around, sorry, from Yom Kippur into Shabbos. Right, Rabbi Shmuel says, Olat Shabbat Shabbato, what's that for? Limed al Chavei Shabbat, Shemekrivin b'Yom Tov. That's if Yom Tov is on Motzei Shabbos. Now what about Yom Kippur, says Rabbi Shmuel? Tamud Umar b'Shabbato. You can't do it on Yom Kippur. Right? Now, it appears over here that as far as Rabbi Shmuel is concerned, you can't do it either way. Look at Rashi, Shekrivin b'Yom Tov, Shechal b'Motzei Shabbos, but not Yom Kippur, if it's on Motzei Shabbos. And if you can't go from Shabbos to Yom Kippur, it seems almost like a kol sheker, and you can't go from Yom Kippur into Shabbos. Clear? Everybody clear? My voice is fading, but you can write. Okay. So the verse says like this, Keshetimtzi lomar, let's try to understand what's going on over here. Ledivre Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael says that nedarim v'nedavot krevin b'yom tov. If you've got a nedava or a neder, now what's a neder or a nedava? You made a neder to be a korban. Is it a korban that's meant to be brought on Yontif? No. Now, would we assume, think honestly, intuitively, if you haven't got a mitzvah of the day, we understand you can shech the korban on Shabbos. We understand you can musafin from Shabbos and the korban atamin on Shabbos. We understand you can shech and you can makriv the korban for Yontif on Yontif. We understand even Yom Kippur on Yom Kippur. But would we have a hava amina that if I made a neder, I don't know, 6 months ago, and now it's Pesach, and I come to the Amikdash, and it's first day of Pesach. You know what? Then you bring my Nadava as well, or my Neder as well. Why? Wait till after Yontif, and do it after Yontif. It's not a mitzvah of the day. That's a fair question, right? You all agree with that, I think. So Rabbi Shmuel says, no. Rabbi Shmuel says, no problem. Look here. Rabbi Shmuel says, Rabbi Shmuel, Nadavin Avot Krevin B'Yomtov. So therefore, this whole Chiddush of being able to go from Shabbos into Yontif is not a chiddush. Because you can make a korban that isn't even its due date on Yontif. So he needs the pasuk to say chiddush on Yom Kippur. Right, v'chid shich kral Yom Kippur. However, the Jiv Rabbi Akiva, nedarim v'nedavot, ain't kippur b'yontif. Rabbi Akiva says you can't, and that seems to be the halacha. So therefore, v'chid shich kral le'mishrei b'yomtov. Rabbi Akiva needs the pasuk to say that on Yontif you're allowed to go in from Shabbos into the other, and not about Yom Kippur. Right, so now I'm Rabbi Zaira. Rabbi Zaira says like this. Is that clear, by the way? That we're trying to explain the machloket Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Why the one needs the pasuk to tell us a chiddush on Yontif, and the one needs the pasuk a chiddush on Yom Kippur? Because for Rabbi Shmuel, Yontif is not a chiddush. Yom Kippur is the chiddush. For Rabbi Shmuel, for Rabbi Akiva, Yontif is asur. Therefore, we need a chiddush for Yontif. Rabbi Zaira was in Bavel, then he went up to Eretz Yisrael. Right, he says ki havina be Bavel. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Bavel. Rashi says, "Yeah, kishlamaliti Torah b'Bavel kolim shaliti lechivavu inalia." Hava Amri, I used to think that the Tanya, when we learned this bright Yom Kippurim shechayot erev Shabbos, we had right. We know in times of Chazal, even not so long ago, they would blow a shofar erev Shabbos or a siren or whatever, up a shofar, and that shofar would tell us that it's now time to stop work erev Shabbos, and on Motzos they blow a shofar to say now it's ois. The question, what if Yontif goes into Shabbos or Shabbos goes into Yontif? Do you blow a shofar as well? Now, a shofar, blowing a shofar is a shvut. It's only Yisra Rabbanan, you don't blow a shofar, right? Because you might go Etzel Baki. Remember we learned that on Yom Kippur, for Roshana, for example, the second day or first Roshana is on Shabbos, you don't blow a shofar. Why? Because the Gemara says in Masechet Megillah, I think, Masechet Roshana, Shema Yetzel Etzel Baki Lilmud. You might go on Shabbos and take it to an expert to learn how. The same thing as Megillah. There are three things. What was it? It was Shofar, Megillah, and what's the third one?
Lulav,
Shkoach. Right, Lulav, Megillah, and Shofar. Right, those are the three things. That's Isra Drabbanan. Midoraita, no problem blowing a shofar. So the question is, do you blow a shofar between Yontif and Shabbos on the Friday afternoon, or on Motzei Shabbos between Shabbos and Yontif, Yom Kippur, etc.? So Rabbi Zaira says that when I learned in Bavel, I knew this bright, and the bright says, Yom Kippurim shechal erev Shabbos lo hayu tokin. If Yom Kippur was erev Shabbos, they wouldn't blow shofar. When look at Rashi, shesh tekiot she tokin be erev Shabbat, they blow six tekiyas erev Shabbos lahavtil to make you stop doing your work ulavdil mishum and to separate. Sorry, so the havtil is erev Shabbos and lahavdil motzei Shabbos mishum liyom Kippurim kadosh keShabbat vaasur bechol melacha. So because Yom Kippur is Asur like Shabbos, they wouldn't blow or make Havdolah. Havdolah, we'll see in a second what we mean over here. Avdolah means in the Avdolah that you make, when we make Avdolah and Motzei Shabbos into Yontif, we're making Kiddush, we say Amavdil ben Kodesh le Kodesh, correct? Or when Shabbos goes into, when Yontif goes into Shabbos, I think. So Amavdil ben Kodesh le Kodesh, not Amavdil ben Kodesh le Chol. So that you wouldn't make on Yom Kippur into Shabbos, Shabbos into Yom Kippur, or in the davening, or wherever you would say it. I don't know if you'd say it, of course, on Shabbos. But you wouldn't make, the Brighty says that you don't make a Tokaya Erev Shabbos, and on what Shabbos there's no Mavdilin. And Rabbi Zera says, I thought that was Divrei HaKol. There was no Machlok. Everybody agreed on that. Look at Rashi, the Divrei HaKol. Yeah, Rashi said, look at the last one, Rashi. Lo Yom Mavdilin, but Tfilah HaMavdil, Bein Kodesh Le Kodesh. She says, but Tfilah, because there's no Kos on Yom Kippur, right? Because it's fast. Kmo Shemavdilin, Be Yom Tov, Shechal Yom Motzei Shabbos. So if Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos, says Rashi, you say in your Havdolah, Bein Kodesh Le Kodesh, we don't say that from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, like one long Shabbos. And I thought that was a Divrei HaKol, says Rabbi Zera. Look at Rashi. Lo have a mesikna adati. I wouldn't even thought for a moment that the have a beplukta, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, the magnet, they wouldn't be a machloket. Why would Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva argue on something like that? However, ki salik de lahata, when I came there to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkechita ele Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, I found Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the Yati was sitting there with Kama, and he said like this, Rabbi Akiva he says, this brighter is only according to Rabbi Akiva. This is not a dat kulam. Look at Rashi. This is Rabbi Akiva, only Rabbi Akiva. Look what Rashi explains like this. The Chashiv lay Yom HaKippurim k'Shabbat. Because Rabbi Akiva is the one who says Yom Kippur is like Shabbos. Hilchach lo bai lemitke lehavdil ben zeh lezeh lehekeira. Therefore, there's no reason to blow a shofar, to cause any, like making a statement, a heker between them. A siman. Lo takinan ele ben yom kal yom chamur. Because when do we blow a shofar? We blow a shofar between a day that's kal, that's a regular day, a lighter day, like a weekday, right? Or even Yontif is more kal than Shabbos. And then Shabbos is more chamur. So he says, now look at Rashi. V'chihayichi de b'Shabbat lo take l'havdil kohanim milahakriv chilvei Shabbat b'yom HaKippurim. He ties this in now to our sugya. Our sugya we spoke about whether you can light, whether you can burn the korban not from Yom Kippur to Shabbos and vice versa. So he says, what does Rabbi Akiva say? Why don't you blow shofar between Shabbos and Yom Kippur? Just like you didn't blow shofar to separate the kohanim milahakriv chilvei Shabbos b'yom HaKippurim. He said, just like on Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, you didn't blow the shofar to tell the kohanim now they could go and burn the makrivei chilvei Shabbos. Could be Yom HaKippurim nami, Yom Kippur also, lo takin, lahavdil milakriv, chilvei Yom HaKippurim Shabbos. You wouldn't do it either. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan was, Rabbi Akiva saying, you don't have korbanot one to the other. So we don't burn, we don't blow shofar in the Beit HaMikdash till the kohanim. Now you can go and burn the chilvei Shabbos. It's Motzei Shabbos now. No, you can't on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva says, you can't. Okay, so that's Rabbi Zera understood that the reason why you don't blow shofar between Yom Kippur and Shabbos and Shabbos Yom Kippur is for the same reason that you don't in the Beit HaMikdash allow the Kohanim to distinguish between the Yom Kippur and Shabbos to start burning the Chelavim and the Korbanot. So now, that's what Rabbi Yehuda, that's what he heard, right? He heard Rabbi Yehuda Bered Rabbi Shimon saying this. He says, the Rabbi Shmuel, he says, it must be on Rabbi Akiva. Right? The Rabbi Shmuel, Kevan de Amar Chilvei Shabbat Krevin be Yom HaKippurim Litaka. Rabbi Shmuel says, you do blow, you do burn the Chelev of the Yom Kippur onto Shabbos and Shabbos onto Motzei Shabbos, which is Yom Kippur. So therefore, he's showing a lowering now in the Kedusha. We're going from your Shabbos into Yom Kippur. Blow shofar. Identify, make it clear that it's now a lesser Kedusha and you can burn the Chelavim. Look at Rashi. Dear Rabbi Ishmael, Kevan de Kai le Yom HaKippurim. You see this, David? Look here. It says, Kevan de Kai le Yom HaKippurim Mishabbat. Since Yom Kippur is less, it's Kal Yoter Mishabbos. Litka, blow shofar. La Haftil Mihakriv Chelva Yom HaKippurim Mishabbos. Ubetekiazu Yavinu Shu Yom HaKal. And when they hear the shofar, they understand we're now going into a lesser severe day. v'lo yitku, and when Yom Kippur starts on Motzei Shabbos, and you don't blow, yadu shemutal hakribo chel v'shabbos. That's what Motzei Shabbos. I don't understand what he means over there. I don't know, I'm confused. But yeah, I think we got the picture. Right? Okay, now it goes like this. Kihaychi, right? Dilahava yadas, they know the Chalve Shabbos Kravim Yom Kippurim. And now that's the whole story there that Rabbi Zaira said. Va'aminale Anna, and I said to him, why? That's not a good parallel. You can't learn from Shabbos to the Kohanim, etc. It's a different story altogether. Look what he says over here. How many Kohanim we got here this morning? Two Kohanim. Three Kohanim. Right? He says, why? Kohanim Zrizinain. Kohanim are Zrizin. These guys know their job. They're taking things seriously. They're quick. They don't need you to blow shofar to warn them. Kohanim understand. Look at Rashi, yeah? Zrizinain. Bekeinain. They're experts. Bechol. In everything. Don't get carried away, right? I'm joking. No. Right? Says that they're experts, right? V'ein tshichin siman dichtir b'hen yoru mishpatecha li'akov. They don't need simanim. Yoru mishpatecha li'akov. They know the halacha. What are you worrying about? No connection whatsoever. So now, Amar Rabbi Kishmar Kishmar Rav Chizda Rav Ashi. Mi'a mina kohanim zrizin. Do you really say such a thing? Do you really say kohanim was zrizin? And therefore, we don't have to worry about giving them simanim? But now we got a Mishnah, quote the Mishnah of Yom HaSechet Sukkah. It says, Shalosh lahavtil et ha'am imelocha. We blew three shofar blows for the Am to stop doing their work. Shalosh lahavtil ben Kodesh Lechol. And three to stop them from Kodesh Lechol, to tell them Shabbos now. Look here, he says over here. V'at nam HaSechet Sukkah. Gimel haftil umanu lehu b'tkiyot shebemigdashayin. Where are these shofar blows being blown? In the Ben HaMikdash. Why do we blow shofar in the Ben HaMikdash? In order to announce to the Kohanim. So the Kohanim obviously on Sod's reason, because the fact that we blew shofar in the Ben HaMikdash, even when it wasn't Yom Kippur, for the Kohanim to know, it's time now, Shabbos. Gemara says, no. That's not why we blew in the Ben HaMikdash. It says, why we blow in the Ben HaMikdash? Leshar Amed Yerushalayim. We weren't worried about the Kohanim. We were blowing for everybody else in Jerusalem. Ha, right? In that case over there in the Beit HaMikdash. So too over here now, in our story over here. Hachanami Leshar Amed Yerushalayim. Kohanim was Rizim. And therefore, all the tkiot that are blown over there, right? Have got nothing to do with the Kohanim. They're all for us. Okay. Velitka Kiachid Lade Deshar Benikvot Yerek Min Amincha Ulemala. Says over here, I want someone to give an example. How did that translate that over there? Deliyade, so let them blow. Deliyade de share be knivat yerek min amincha lemala. What does that mean, knivat yerek? Give me an English translation, please.
But let the shofar be sounded so that people will know that Yom Kippur is more lenient than the Sabbath, in that the trimming of vegetables, which is prohibited on the Sabbath, is permitted in Yom Kippur from the time of Mincha and onwards.
Okay, so the trimming of vegetables of here is, we've got a situation now where when a person's hungry, right, so the Gemara's saying psychologically, okay, that's what I understood, I want to make sure it was not, that psychologically the person can sort of prepare his food. It'll help him settle himself, right? So if you let a guy chop up vegetables, cut off the leaves, do whatever they're going to do, right? He can start preparing for himself. That'll give him a little bit of a relaxation. So Gemara says, well, maybe then, just at least blow shofar, so people know that they can now, Yom Kippur, Shabbos is out, and b'nikvat yerek b'na mincha, they can start now, after at mincha l'mala, towards the end of the day, start preparing. Look, Rashi here, k'niva, ki ahi d'chlal gal yon t'daf ayin gimel, high-minded nakiv silka, right? There was the problem there that was attached to the ground. Here we're speaking about vegetables already picked. Right? And therefore, let him start doing it. So Amar Rav Yosef, Lefi She'ein Dochin Shvut Lahatir. He says, no. We don't let him do it. Why? Because we don't doche a shvut. Blowing shofar, as I mentioned earlier, is an Isur Rabbana. And just to tell you that a guy would know what's mutar, we don't overcome a set aside a shvut for that Isud Rabbana. That's what his answer is. Look at Rashi. Tkiat shofar shvutu, v'kamart de litchei lehodia heter b'nikvat yerek, ein dochin shvut latir. We only blow, when do we allow you to blow shofar, which is an Isud Rabbanan, le'esor. If you want to make people more prepared, right, and be more cautious. Kegon Yom Tov shechal liot be'erev Shabbos, tokin lahavdil lahavdil. Now from Yontif into Shabbos, it's asur to do things on Shabbos which you could do on Yontif. We allow you on Yontif to blow the shofar, and that's just the Rabbanan, right? Because la'asur to make you more cautious that you aren't going to make averus on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shisha b'Rei Rav Idi Amar, and he Rabbi Shisha b'Rei Idi gives a different answer. He says no, that's not the answer. The answer is for a shvut krova hitiru, shvut rechok eloi tiru, and isur the Rabbanan. Right, the way he explains it, he has shvut krova. The Gemara immediately says, he says a closer shvut we allow you to do. A shvut that's far off, allow you to do that. We can understand over here, blowing shofar Erev Shabbos off the Yontif, he's saying, immediately stop your work right now. Blowing shofar now, Erev Yom Kippur, is to tell you that tomorrow afternoon, after Mincha, that's really too far away. Right? That's the thing pshat is. The Gemara says like this, but don't we learn Yom Tov Shechalir Erev Shabbos, Tokin, Velo Mavdilin, Motzei Shabbat Mavdilin, Velo Tokin. Right, look at Rashi over here. If Yom Tov Shechalir Erev Shabbos, so they're Tokin, but Lo Mavdilin, and Motzei Shabbos Mavdilin, remember Mavdilin was in the Davnin, and Motzei Shabbos Mavdilin Velo Tokin, Vamai Litaka. Why don't we blow? Look at Rashi over here. Tokin Lahadbir Ami Melacham Utabi Yom Tov, Kagon Ochel Nefesh, Lahavdil Ben Akolish Ben Achol, Valoma Avdilin Betfilis Alakos, the Lord Tiknu Lomar Havdala Elabiyetziat Kodesh Ubilisat Chol, Vlobilisat Kodesh Ubilisat Chol, the Hatam Shayach Rikdusha Yoma Vekilush Yom Shabakish Layan Ie Kerles. It seems from here Rashi saying that when it's Yontif into Shabbos, we don't make a Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lakodesh, but when Shabbos gets into Yontif, you would make a Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lakodesh. Because Yontif into Shabbos is like Chol to Shabbos, if I understand correctly. So we say, why not? Let's blow shofar. Look at Rashi here. V'amai Yisrael atach dochin shvut lahatir tzorich davar karov yitka mishecha sheicha. So, but if you told me a second ago that you do doche shvut when it's something karov, so how come on Motzei Shabbos into Yom Kippur, right, Motzei Shabbos, we say Mavdil, we don't blow shofar. Why don't we blow shofar? It's Mamash Karov. It's for Yom Kippur, straight afterwards. Right? He says, it can't be Shachashach, Lurashi, the Leida, the Shari, Beshchit, and Alta. Now you can go do Shchit straight away. It's not Yom Kippur, it's not Shabbos anymore. Right? So he says, the Gemara says, the Kechid Liyane, the Shari, Shribi, Alta. The Gemara says, Elim, Mechuvar, Tik Rabbi Yosef. He says, now the answer is better like Rabbi. What did Rabbi Yosef say? Because it said, Ein dochin shvut lahatir. That's the reason. Not the shvut karov shvut rachok, but really the issue is shvut lahatir. Amrabi Zer, Amrabi Hunav, Amrila, Amrabi Abba, Amrabi Hunav, Yom Kippur b'shcholim b'Shabbos. Yom Kippur that fell on Shabbos itself. Asur b'knivat yerek. Now you can't start chopping up all these vegetables. Look at Rashi. Asur b'knivat yerek. The second very wide lines of Rashi. V'lomi b'ayah b'Shabbos. It's pashut on Shabbos, you can't do it. Right, the asur b'shum shvut, it's isur de rabbanan. The ketarech b'shabbos de chol, because you're preparing for chol. El afilu ha'idin, even though now it's Yontif Yom Kippur's on Shabbos, the yesh kan inui, and you're suffering because you can't eat. The ha b'shar yom ha'kippurim, she'er shvut asur ze mutar. So other yom ha'kippurim, normally it's not on Shabbos, which other isur de rabbanan or asur, but this one is mutar. Why? Hashta dechal b'shabbos, Lo Sharvana. Now there's Shabbos as well. Rabbanan didn't allow you to do it. And the reason why you would normally be able to do it on Yom Kippur, like I said, is because it would relax you a bit. But on Shabbos itself, Yom Kippur would not even have that leniency which it would have during the rest of the year. Right. So now, Yom Kippur Shalom B'Shabbos, Ashur B'Nikud. Here, Amar Rav Matna, Tanyam Yachid, a brighter. Minay Yom Kippur Shalom B'Shabbos, She'ashur B'Kdivat Yerek. When you're not even on Shabbos, you can't do it. Talmud Lomar Shabbaton. So he says, Shvut lemai, ilam lemelocha. What's the Shvut for? He says over here. Is it lemelocha? Vakati lot asikum melacha. What do you mean the Shvut for? It's really Yisrael Deraita. In a love, a knivat yerek shma mina. That's what it's about. There's a whole big thing over there by allowing you to prepare yourself on that fast. Mate, there was a kashi. I mean, now you're a kibbutz chalut b'shabbat, she'asu b'gnav yerek. Where do we know it from? Tumul b'shabbaton. So what's the Shvut? So lemai, ilam lemelocha, vakati lot asikum melacha. Shepich elalo b'knivat yerek. Long he said, lo. What says, actually, no. It's not what we thought for Knat Yerek. Le'olam le'melacha ve'le'avor aleya ba'asei. He says that's actually us to do melacha. And what's the pasuk telling us the Shabbaton for? And if you do it, you're over a mitzvah asa as well. We'll carry on the rest tomorrow. Okay, let's stop over here.